If you've experienced grief, you know that it can be a very dark place, but it doesn't have to be a hopeless place. There are people who have been there before you and have found hope through the Bible and through prayer and through community. And that's the topic of a brand new book. And the author is Kathy Knapp, and she's here with us right now. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Todd.
Kathy, can you tell us a little bit about your background and the experiences that you've had that led up to writing this book?
Sure. As a palliative care nurse, I've dealt a lot with grief over the years of my professional journey, but my mom was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's and then died in 2016. So we had over 10 years of sort of anticipatory grief and losing her bit by bit until her eventual death. We also had a special needs son who experienced a lot of health issues over the years, and so there was sometimes just grief in the loss of what we, you know, considered normal, or the loss of dreams for your child. Unfortunately, in 2020, he died after complications of a car accident. And so through my grief journey, my counselor, who is an author herself, Nicole Langman, and lives in the Cisco County area, part of that grief journey, she had me journaling and writing out just in a cathartic way to deal with my own grief. And she encouraged me then to start writing. And that began my blog journey at the beginning of 2021. And those blogs, which are on my website, have eventually become part of this book. And so this was a way of helping other people, because grief is something a lot of us don't want to talk about, and yet most of us have experienced in some way in our lifetime, and as we get older, we're going to experience more and more of it. So this was a way to use some of my healing to help others, especially through, you know, what God has done through me in my life.
Before we get into anything else, when we're talking about grief and the journey through it, is there an end to it?
Not really. I think grief is not something you get over. It's not like you go through these five stages in an orderly fashion and then get out the other side.
Yeah.
It's something that you sort of always carry with you. You just have to learn to deal with it in your life, and there's a lot of comforting scriptures that deal with that.
Yeah, that's the important part, right? It's because that we're not looking for an end to this. We're looking with how to walk through it together. And that's why, is that why you structured the book the way it is? It's a devotional.
It is a devotional, and the 31 days, each day is short, just a couple of pages, and at the end of each one, there's a prayer, there's a scripture to memorize. And then there's an encouragement here for a reflective journal prompt. And I also published an accompanying companion journal that corresponds, so that we really encourage people to journal their feelings, because sometimes, you know, you can pray about it, you can talk to others, but sometimes pouring your heart out to God is really the best way, and let Him comfort you through scripture, through prayer, through the Holy Spirit.
Now, you're living in Saskatchewan now, but you're making a trip back to our area because of this book. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I'm going to be in the Simcoe County area, actually, on July the 4th, Thursday, July the 4th. I'm hoping to be in Barrie at Higher Ground Coffee House in the morning, and then in Midland at the Hope Center, which is a new coffee house that's just been opened, and I'm hoping to be there in the afternoon. So both of those will just be casual drop-in times to have a coffee, meet me, and there will be books available there too.
Perfect. The book is called Navigating Grief, A Journey of Hope and Healing, and the author is Kathy Knapp, who's been our guest. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you very much, Todd.